The Northwoods Food Project has developed a survey to learn how food dollars are being spent in Cook County each year. Joining us now with more are Joan Farnham and Pat Campanero of the Northwoods Food Project. Welcome to you both.
Thanks.
Good morning.
Well, can one of you remind us of what the food project is?
Oh, let's start out with what we're doing first.
Okay.
Because we're doing the Green Dollar Survey, which is, we decided today is the perfect day to go public on this. And so the survey is actually, we've designed it to try and figure out how much food is actually being spent in Cook County every year.
The money on food
dollars.
Food dollars, yeah. Okay. How many food dollars? And right now we know that an estimate of $14 million is used by households to purchase food in Cook County a year. That's $14 million. But we don't have a clue about how much food dollars are spent at restaurants by the tourism industry every year. And we need to find this out because it's a possibility of economic development for the county, because our producers can capture some of these dollars and grow them here, and so it'll help economic development in the county. Would that be fair to say, Pat?
That's very fair to say, and what we're really interested in doing is understanding the volume of dollars so that we can see if local producers can produce even more, which will, again, add to that growth element that Joan's been talking about.
Yeah, and it'll provide jobs.
Mm-hmm. Like you there's know. Room for more we're local hoping. Producers.
Yeah, there is.
There's also a real want within the restaurant community here to use local produce and local foods and local products. Mm-hmm. And so if we can quantify what that dollar amount really is, the local producers can then build to selling here locally, and that's a win-win for everyone.
Yep. And so the Northwoods Food Project was started 8 years ago to do this, to try and increase the sustainability of food here in Cook County. That's our goal. And so we've started community gardens so that people can grow their own. We've started a garden share program where people can, if they have a garden they haven't used, they can have a gardener come in, and then they can share the food that way too. Mm-hmm. And so this is just really a logical extension of what we normally do. So the survey.
Yeah, how will that work?
Diane Booth, extension agent, of course, she's on the food Northwoods Food Project board, and she's also County Extension, which is collaborating with us on all these projects. Well, she came up with 150 different names of people, organizations, restaurants, grocery stores who actually sell food. Mm-hmm. Wow.
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 I wouldn't have guessed it was that high.
Never would. If you think about it, it's amazing. And so there are people that make pickles, they qualify. There are people that make jams and jellies, they qualify. And how about maple syrup? That's a major industry here. Wild rice people, you know, so besides what you would see as a restaurant or a grocery store selling food, there are also other producers as well. And so we're calling all of them. Mm-hmm. Expect a call if you do this. And we are offering an online survey so they can just take the survey online. And it's a grant, so we've hired this he's a really nice guy. His name is Sam Johnson. He's a graduate student from University of Minnesota, and he is doing the survey for us. So he developed it, and he'll be collating the information for us and producing a report. And he'll be in town Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday this week to talk to people who want to talk to him.
That's the really exciting part about it, is that it can be face-to-face or it can be online. We're giving everyone an opportunity to participate in any way that's comfortable for them. It'll take about 30 minutes, and we think that in the end, all of this information will then be collated and then brought back to the community in the form of a report. Mm-hmm. There's three different organizations that are co-sponsoring this along with the Northwoods Food Project: the Cook County Chamber, Cook County Grand Marais EDA, as well as the Cook County Whole Foods Co-op. All three of those organizations are very excited about putting some money into this as well, because it will benefit them and their constituencies too.
Yep. And so the survey is anonymous. That's one of the advantages of the survey. So the numbers will be all lumped together. We actually, as the board, we will not even see the numbers. They will go directly to Sam Johnson. So that's a really good control, we feel, so that people can feel free to tell us some data that we could use, mm-hmm. that it's not going to be passed around.
Do you know the timeline of when this will happen and be done, and then when will you share the results?
Okay, so we have Sam Johnson until the early May. Okay. So we're starting the survey now, and then he's going to be taking the information back to Minneapolis and working on it and developing it. And anybody who participates in it can get a copy of the survey. So it's pretty cool.
So we anticipate by mid-May we should be finished.
Yeah.
Sounds
yeah,
great.
Before the craziness starts in Cook County. Yeah.
We are speaking with Joan Farnham and Pat Campanero of the Northwoods Food Project about the launch of the Green Dollar Survey. More information from Diane or
yep.
from Diane at 387-3015. Is there anything else you would like to add, Joan or Pat?
We're just really excited to have everyone participate because this is a win-win for our community.
Okay. Yep.
Great. Yep. Well, thank you for joining us this morning.
Thank you.